This is Danita Evangeline White with the Black Christian News Network podcast for Friday, July 14th, 2017. 1. According to Religion News Service, 11 interfaith protesters, including the Reverend William Barber II, were arrested outside Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office while protesting Medicaid cuts in the GOP's revised health care bill. About 50 protesters gathered Thursday for the Capitol Hill rally before marching to a Senate office building steps from the Capitol. Some protesters wore red armbands to symbolize a willingness to engage in civil disobedience, said Barber, a North Carolina pastor at the forefront of state and national protests focused on poverty and civil rights. The group was warned 3 times to stop protesting. Capitol Police then closed off the hallway and arrested any remaining protesters about 20 minutes later. 2. According to the Christian Post, Rashad Jennings, the NFL player turned Dancing with the Stars winner, is staying connected to his Christian college roots while helping kids realize their own dreams of playing football. The 32-year-old NFL free agent running back, who won the coveted Mirrorball Trophy on Dancing with the Stars in May, returned to Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. Jennings is a Virginia native who attended high school at Lynchburg Christian Academy before spending his college years at Liberty. Last weekend, he returned to his alma mater to host football camps for kids through his Rashad Jennings Foundation. More than just returning to his Christian college to help develop his hometown youth, Jennings spoke about the impact of giving back to his hometown. 3. According to The Hill, former First Lady Michelle Obama was greeted by a standing ovation when she honored the late Eunice Shriver at the ESPYs on Wednesday night. In honoring Shriver, who founded the Special Olympics, the former First Lady said, "I am here tonight to honor a remarkable woman, a woman who believed everyone has something to contribute and everyone deserves to push themselves to find out what they're made of and to compete and win. She knew that when we give others a chance to fulfill our greatest potential, we all win." Shriver, who is the sister of former President John F. Kennedy, died in 2009. The award was accepted on behalf of her son Timothy, who was the chairman of the Special Olympics. 4. According to Reuters, Venus Williams became the oldest woman in 23 years to reach a Wimbledon final as she defied her age and a despondent home crowd to inflict a crushing defeat on British hope Joanna Konta on Thursday. 8 years after her last Wimbledon final and more than 2 decades since Martina Navratilova became the last 37-year-old to reach the same stage, Williams produced a sort of attacking performance that led her to 5 titles in her heyday. Her 6-4-6-2 semifinal win over the Briton was a clinical execution and set up a Saturday showdown with Garbine Muguruza, whose own ruthless demolition of Magdalena Bakarova whetted the appetite for an intriguing final. It will be Williams' 9th at Wimbledon and the stage for a potential 8th Grand Slam crown, and having defied the odds to reach this point, few would now bet against her. 5. According to Reuters, pop star Beyoncé posted the pictures of her twins, Sir Carter and Rumi, in an Instagram post on Friday, in her first public acknowledgement of their birth. "Sir Carter and Rumi 1 month today," Beyoncé wrote in the post, which showed her holding her 2 infants. She wore a colorful flowing robe falling off her left shoulder and a blue veil. The picture had been liked almost 2.25 million times just in an hour after it was posted. Beyoncé's father, Matthew Knowles, had said in a tweet in June that she was now the mother of twins, confirming earlier reports of the year's most highly anticipated celebrity birth. Neither Beyoncé, one of the world's most popular singers, nor her husband, rap star and entrepreneur Jay-Z, had made any announcement about the birth until now. 6. According to EUR Web, Whoopi Goldberg was among many who thought Black Lives Matter activist Doree McKesson took things a bit too far by accusing filmmakers behind War of the Planet of the Apes of invoking his image by dressing one of the apes in a blue vest similar to one he often wears. In tweets that have since been deleted, the civil rights activist wrote, "Given the history of rendering black people as apes, I am offended and appalled by the lack of consciousness in Hollywood. In associating black people with apes, active work is being done to perpetuate the dehumanization of black people in mass media." Whoopi Goldberg weighed in on Wednesday's episode of The View, insisting that McKesson learn about the film's history before tweet-crying racism. 7. According to the Christian Post, Trouble actress Shia LaBeouf is now seeking forgiveness after going on a drunken racist tirade at the Savannah Police Department in Georgia, where he told a black officer that he will be going straight to hell because of his race. You're going to hell. Straight to hell, bro. LaBeouf told the black officer in a video highlighted by TMZ as he was fingerprinted after being arrested Saturday morning. The actor was charged with public drunkenness, obstruction, and disorderly conduct, according to the Savannah Morning News. In the video, a white officer responding to the actor, known for his roles in Transformers and Fury, noted that being black doesn't mean he's going to hell. LaBeouf replied, "It means a whole lot." That's all for today. You can read these stories and more online at bcnn1.com. In closing, remember the good news of God's love. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Thanks for listening. May God bless your day.